8:56, time now for the opening market report, and we're joined by Bill Gentry. Bill's a risk management commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Jeff. Glad to be with you again.
What are we seeing out there today?
Yeah, price action this morning tried to recover from new contract lows in several markets, but upside potential appears to be limited in the face of next week's USDA supply-demand report. There were sales announced this on the USDA's overnight reporting system of 290,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations for the 2016 and 2017 marketing year. Mildly encouraging, but not enough to really fix price action. Additionally, sales of 256,200 tons of soybeans were announced. 66,000 tons were 2015-16, and 190,200 tons were 2016-17. Current price action, corn's turned mildly defensive, with September corn down a half a cent at 3.23¾. December corn at 3.33½, down a half. Soybeans, August beans in close to expiration, currently up about 9 cents at 9.95, but new crop November 9.58, up a nickel. Soybean meal down 30 cents a ton at 3.26.10, and soybean oil up 43 at 30.97 cents a pound. The wheat market, Chicago wheat September 4.02¾, up a penny and a half, and we've got December wheat at 4.29, up a penny as well. Kansas City wheat up 0.75 cents at 4.33¾, and Minneapolis wheat flat on the day at $5.75. Our oil market up about 43 cents a barrel, still trading under the $40 mark. Excuse me. And dollar market up a touch, creating a bit of a headwind for commodities in general. Rainfall amounts have been disappointing in some areas, so overall crop development is a little bit challenged. Agronomic observations point to possibly higher yield prospects next week in the USDA supply-demand report. Post-harvest, this price discovery for wheat looks to be about $4.25 for crop insurance values in the soft red winter wheat market, and the hard red winter wheat market looks to be about $4.15. Interesting to note that soft red winter wheat is above the hard red winter wheat. Volume and open interest numbers this morning showed that corn open interest up about 13,000 contracts yesterday, probably indicating that funds are continuing to press the short side. Today's initial push to the upside looks to be an effort to test the resolve of these new short position holders. Soybean open interest yesterday was down about 4,000 contracts, which indicates that the funds may be continuing to liquidate their notable long position. Wheat open interest was up about 4,000 contracts, which ushers in thoughts that funds may remain comfortably short or comfortable pressing the short positions. As we mentioned last week, the market continues to gravitate towards stimulating demand. Monday gave us the 17th consecutive week of 1 million metric ton corn exports, which this probably means that we need to continue to stimulate livestock expansion. Hog market numbers are on the rise, but the weights are off modestly week over week. Ethanol production numbers are, and other EIA numbers are due out later this morning. We hope that'll give us a little bit of additional market guidance. Thanks, and hope everybody has a great day.
Thanks, Bill. Bill Gentry at Risk Management Commodities. He's in Lafayette, Indiana. In our forecast today, areas of fog have dissipated, but it's partly sunny and a high of 88. Showers, slight chance of showers tonight, a low of 70. Right now, 77 in Urbana.